Well, yesterday about 70 people gathered at the fence line where young TJ Hickey was impaled upon a metal fence after being chased by the Redfern police, namely Constable Michael Hollingsworth, as he was then. He has since been promoted to senior constable. We gathered there, the family was there, and we had some speakers and 2 minutes silence, and then we marched down to the police centre in Goulburn Street in the city, and about 50 people marched. It was a very vocal march, very loud, very noisy, very good. And when we got to Surrey Hills Police Centre in Goulburn Street, there was about 40 police, including the riot squad, lined up upon the tiered steps of the police centre. And that was done merely to try to provoke us into some action, I felt, because Catherine Byrne, the commander of Redfern Police, we'd agreed to have a very low-key police presence. I told them that it wasn't necessary. The Indigenous Social Justice Association marches were not violent, never had been violent, and in fact we were surprised at such a large police presence. But anyway, the day went off very well.
Can you just, for the listeners, please run through what happened to TJ Hickey? And there's quite a lot of controversy surrounding what actually did happen, with the police saying one thing and witnesses saying another.
Oh, yeah, well, what happened there is that the police, unfortunately, have the power to do all investigations for the courts and the coroners. And, of course, if they want to fabricate the evidence, then it's quite easy for them to do so. And this is what they done in this case. And they presented a flawed police brief to the coroner, saying that the police had no interest in the young man, and also they were not chasing him. They may have been following him, but they were certainly behind him. But, you know, we got down to the semantic arguments of what is a chase and all this sort of stuff. The coroner on his side also restricted the evidence that could come into the coroner's court. And the whole thing was a stitch-up from the word go. And it was quite easy for the coroner to find that the police, in fact, had no involvement in the death of TJ Hickey, and everything was just supposed to go along as normal. Well, we know that Hollingsworth had much more to say than what he did. He was exonerated by the coroner from taking the stand. We believe that was wrong. Evidence, as I said, that was normally would have been presented into a coronial inquest was not presented at all. Witnesses were blocked, etc., etc. So for the 2 years since the young man's death, we've been fighting to either reopen the inquest or begin a new inquest. Now, on the 23rd of December last year, the state coroner, John Abernathy, contacted the association and said, if you can present your witnesses, he would then refer them to the Crown Solicitor's Office for further investigation. That is, giving us a window of opportunity to reopen the inquiry. And that's where we are now. We are currently seeking out our witnesses, most who are still afraid to come forward because of the previous threats made by the police. So we're working away to reopen the case, and that's what yesterday was all about.